Well, here we are.
Where do we get the tickets?
We don't need to buy tickets. The museum is free. But let's go to the information desk and take a floor plan. They're free too. So, what would you like to see?
I don't know. What would you recommend? Should we just go around the entire museum?
Oh, that would be impossible. The museum is huge. We must make a choice. There are three floors, but I suggest we stay on this one for a while. Some of the themed galleries on this floor are very interesting. Look at this plan.
I see. The galleries number 12 to 23 are devoted to ancient Greece and Rome. I think we can skip that.
What about Egypt? Does that sound interesting to you?
Oh yes, ancient Egypt is fascinating. Let's see this exhibition. All right, Egyptian sculpture. That's room number 4. Oh, and I heard they have a Michelangelo exhibition here, a temporary one.
That's right.
Where is it?
Actually, you need to leave the museum, go back to the steps outside, and take smaller entrance to the left instead of the main entrance. No, wait, I think you can also get there through the cloakroom.
Should we go there first?
You go. I'll have a look at the gallery devoted to China. I know you're not interested in that. Later we can see Egyptian sculptures together.
Good. Where are we going to meet?
Let's meet in the Great Court at the entrance to the reading room.
Where is that?
You just need to go straight from the main entrance to the museum. You keep going straight on and you can't miss it.
Okay. Actually, right now, I'll just quickly go to the bathroom. Do you know where the toilets are?
There are toilets next to the Michelangelo exhibition and the museum shop. And there are toilets in the Great Courts too.
Okay, thanks. I just remembered. I think there's a gallery with clocks and watches here, isn't there? I would really like to see that.
You're right, let me see. It's on the upper floor. When we meet in the Great Hall, we'll have to take a lift to the upper floor, then go straight to the galleries, then turn right and right again to get to the opposite corner of the museum, and then turn left. The clocks and watches room is number 44.
There are a couple of restaurants on this map.
Yes, and we could have lunch in one of them.
Maybe the one in the Great Court.